World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, India's cricketers fight back after a good start by South Africa in the second test. Unseasonably warm weather threatens major disruptions to the Winter Olympic Games, and Tottenham bid for a place in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. First to Kolkata, where South Africa's cricketers made a good start to the second test against India. After choosing to bat, they were 228 for 2 at tee. But since then, India have been fighting back. For the latest, live to the ground, and Ken Borland.
Well, you've called it a fightback, but it's gone way further than that, because South Africa have crashed to 257 for 8. India have claimed the last 7 wickets for just 39 runs, a quite remarkable comeback by them. And it started with Zahir Khan, who removed Alvira Peterson just before the tea break for exactly 100. And then in the first over after tea, he dismissed Hashim Amla for 114. Harbhajan Singh then had Josh Harris caught slog-steepy for 10. He then removed Ashwell Prince and J.P. Duvini, LBW, with successive deliveries. Andy de Villiers run out by Zahir Khan for 12. South Africa, 257
for 8. Ken Borland reporting, and we apologise for the quality of that line from Kolkata. Elsewhere, Australia looks set for victory in the fourth one-day international against Australia against West Indies in Brisbane. That will give them an unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. Chasing 325 for victory, West Indies are 175 for 6 in the 37th over. Earlier, Ricky Ponting hit 106 in Australia's 324 for 7. Cameron White scored 63. The organisers of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver may be forced into making considerable changes to their schedule after warm, wet weather led to the postponement of the original Alpine programme. Saturday's Blue Ribbon men's downhill has been put back until Monday because the Whistler course is unfit for racing. Sunday's Women's Super Combined is expected to take place on Thursday. It could lead to staging 7 races in as many days next week, but the men's race director Gunter Hüyerer says it's now a matter of patience.
We did everything that we have to wait. We had 200 people on the slope working now 24 hours through. Now we bring them off the course. Wait until the snow is fallen, because we have one basic. You can push the snow when it's on the ground, and we should not do it before. We keep patience and we want to do the right things. No, I'm not confident, I'm sure. 10:30, we will see excellent downhill on Monday.
The first 2 runs of the men's luge event took place on Saturday despite concerns over safety after Georgia's Noda Kumaratishvili was killed in a training crash on Friday. The decision to go ahead followed modifications to slow the course down and an investigation by the International Luge Federation, which decided there was no indication the tragedy was caused by track deficiencies. But the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, has reacted strongly to the conclusion that the fatal crash was purely a result of human error.
I'm not a competent person to talk about these issues, and I don't claim to know all the technical details. But one thing I know for sure, that no sports mistake is supposed to lead to a death. No sports mistake is supposed to be fatal. Questions were asked about this place. We were told by other sportsmen. There were some suggestions that this thing wall should have been higher there, because there was eventuality of this happening. Good news is that they build it now, but I think the best news would be if in the future they listen more to the grievances of sportsmen.
Mikhail Saakashvili there. Elsewhere, the Swiss ski jumper Simon Ammann won the first gold medal at this year's Winter Games, taking the normal hill title. Ammann won the same event and also the long hill at the Salt Lake City Games in 2002, and says it's great to once again experience that winning feeling.
It's difficult to tell in words what it's meaning, because it's hard to believe. I was dreaming of this moment so often. It was almost too intensive, the moment of victory, because I had it 8 years ago and was struggling 4 years ago. But I was strong here coming back, and especially in the moments just before the jump, it was so important for me to have had the experience.
There was disappointment for the host Canada when their big hope in the women's moguls, Jen Heil, had to settle for silver. The American Hannah Kearney snatched gold on the final run of the night. Next to football and Chelsea, Portsmouth and Birmingham City are the first teams through to the quarterfinals of the English FA Cup after Saturday's fifth-round ties. Later on Sunday, either Bolton or Tottenham could join them. The Premier League rivals clash at the Reebok Stadium, where the Spurs boss Harry Redknapp is hoping his team can bounce back after their 1-0 defeat at Wolves in midweek.
Lack of goals has been our problem the last few games. We just haven't scored as regular as we did. We had a great run of where every week we were scoring goals, and then suddenly it's dried up a bit. You know, Hull 0-0, Aston Villa 0-0, you know, Birmingham 1-0 up and could have put the game to bed, but couldn't get the next goal. No goals the other night. That's just suddenly been a problem for us recently. We haven't scored enough goals.
Unlike Spurs, Bolton have relegation worries, but their new manager Owen Coyle says a cup run can do the club the power of good.
Nothing beats confidence with players more than winning matches, and Sunday's game gives you an opportunity to do that, recognising you're playing against a good side. But I said before, a chance to win a match, and that's what you want. You want to be winning games and scoring goals, and if you can do it against the quality of Tottenham Hotspur, I think that would give everybody a big boost.
And Sunday's other cup ties are Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa and Fulham against Notts County. Elsewhere in Europe, the leaders in Germany and France have maintained their slender advantages at the top, and the world's most expensive player enjoyed a successful comeback in Spain on Saturday. Martin Fuchs reports.
After missing the last two games through suspension, Cristiano Ronaldo made a typically influential return for Real Madrid. The Portuguese winger scored twice in as many minutes as Real crushed the bottom side Jerez 3-0 away to reduce Barcelona's lead at the top of the Primera Liga to 2 points. However, the champions can re-extend their advantage this Sunday with victory at Atletico Madrid. Bayer Leverkusen remained top of the German Bundesliga after a 2-1 victory at home to the defending champions Wolfsburg. But they lead only on goal difference after second-placed Bayern Munich beat their visitors Borussia Dortmund 3-1. Roma have returned to second place in Italy after a 4-1 victory at home to Palermo, extended their unbeaten run to 20 matches in all competitions. They are 6 points behind Inter, having played a game more. The leaders have a Sunday match at Napoli. In France, Montpellier have moved level on points with the leaders Bordeaux after a 1-0 victory at home to the bottom club Grenoble. Bordeaux host Saint-Étienne this Sunday.
In rugby union, France are now favourites for the Six Nations title after beating the defending champions Ireland in Paris by 33 points to 10. Later on Sunday, England aim to make it 2 wins from 2. They play Italy in Rome. Alistair Eakin looks ahead.
England have everything going for them today. Buoyed by victory over Wales and having banished a sick bug from their camp, nothing less than a convincing win will do. They've never lost to Italy in 15 meetings, and Nick Mallett's side showed little or nothing by way of a threat in their opener against Ireland. Martin Johnson's been able to call on Ricky Flutie to offer bite and direction in midfield, and the Leicester tight head Dan Cole will start for the first time. With the Irish beaten yesterday, a win in Rome would build England's Six Nations momentum nicely in time for a showdown at Twickenham with last season's Grand Slam champions.
The world record holder over 100 and 200 metres, Usain Bolt, has been competing for the first time this year. He won the 400 metres at a meeting in Kingston, Jamaica, clocking 45.86 seconds. Well, now there's just time to find out what's happening in Sunday Sports World with Lee James.
Basketball fans from all over the world have had their say. Now the players selected will perform in front of the biggest ever basketball crowd. Over 90,000 will be watching the NBA All-Star Game, and Sunday Sports World will be live from Dallas for all the build-up, along with drama from the FA Cup as Aston Villa take on Crystal Palace. Join me, Lee James, from 16 hours GMT.
Plenty to look forward to there this Sunday then, but if you want the latest sports news immediately, there's always the latest sports news and results at bbcworldservice.com.